If it's not regime change, what exactly is it? And so allow me to just say this, that, you know, the famed philosopher and military strategist from China, Sun Tzu, once said that if you are faced with a formidable enemy whose total defeat is going to kill many or most of your people as well, what you should do, Sun Tzu said, was to build a golden bridge behind your enemy from which your enemy can escape, to give him an opportunity to withdraw while claiming that he has achieved something. Now, Biden, by proclaiming that Putin is a war criminal, I have no doubt that Putin is a very nasty piece of work. I've called him a war criminal 20 years ago over his massacre of Chechens in Grozny. But what is the leader of the United States doing? What is he aiming at? Because if he's not leaving any room for a compromise, then he's effectively jeopardizing the interests of Ukrainians, because a quagmire in an Afghanistan-like quagmire in the Ukraine is not exactly in the interests of any Ukrainian I know of.